We are live. So, yes, it has been a minute since I have gone live on Instagram, but it's also been a minute since I have done the podcast. So, I figured I would actually combine two things into one to do the podcast, but also to have this as an open format for questions from you guys in order for what you want to hear from the podcast. So should we just get right into it? So hey, hair friends, this is Olivia at OMG Artistry, and this is episode number 6 of the OMG Artistry podcast, aka Social Savvy Stylist. And we are live. We are truly live. So I'm actually on my Instagram live currently awaiting answers and questions. Well, rather questions that you guys have for me. I have been dying to do this podcast. It's just a moment of silence that I need. It's a moment of inspiration that I am looking for. And it's also just a moment of what are you really passionate about in this moment in order to really talk about, right? So I've had a few things on my mind, and mostly what I've had on my mind is how can I start to explain what I feel like work-life balance looks like. So I'm opening up the floor to work-life balance. And how many of you guys out there feel like you're not necessarily wrapping your head around what your schedule looks like or what you want your schedule to look like? Well, I have a few tips. First of all, you got to love this life. This is your only life that you will ever have. And every day, if you wake up and say, I don't want to do this, you need to figure out how you can A, have a better attitude about it, because we always have to take into consideration, is it our attitude that's giving us this situation? How can I be better, right? Like, how can I turn this situation into what I don't want into what I can have? Number two, also dreaming up the life that you want. So one of those tips would be is I actually wait, until I've kind of fully woken up and I say to myself, like, what do I want this day to look like? Do I want to be passionate today? Do I want to be health motivated today? Do I want to make my clients happy today? Do I want to make my relationship, my husband, like, happy today, or my stepboys? Like, what does that look like for me? So positive affirmations, right? And just kind of putting that out there to the universe. I make a schedule and I say, what do I want my ideal life to look like? Okay. So that is everything from waking up in the morning to washing my face to grabbing my coffee. Okay. So I'm going to explain to you exactly what my life looks like every single day, because this is what I choose to have my life look like, okay? So I wake up around 9, usually, around 9 o'clock, unless I'm feeling some sort of spark of inspiration. I usually wake up at 7:30 and then I can't stop thinking about it, but I usually don't get out of bed until 9 o'clock, okay? I get out of bed. Of course, the first thing I do is I say, I love my life, I love my life, I love my life, 3 times. And I speak that into existence every single day. And then I grab my phone. Of course, I check my Instagram. I check my emails. I wake up to work. Like, that's what I'm passionate about. Some people may say that's not healthy. I wake up and I say to myself, okay, what do I want to get out of today, right? Like, who do I want to make happy? And then I grab a coffee. Now, what I do is I say, I need more water in my life. You guys, I'm getting real specific here. So I grab a water bottle and I grab a cup of coffee. Okay. Then I start looking at what my goals are that morning, which is technically I don't have goals in a way. I have a to-do list of things that I'm actually going to do. So I wake up, look at my goal list, look at my to-do goal list, I guess we could call it that hybridly, and I say to myself, okay, what is not done that I need to accomplish today that I've been talking about? And I try my hardest, my damned hardest, to not talk about things that are not already done. I feel like people sometimes who have a habit of dreaming that they will say things over and over and over again. And then guess what? Nothing actually happens because they just keep talking about it. Could you imagine if you just actually did the things you said you were going to do? Put them on a to-do list. I have an app. It's called OneNote, and that's where I put everything on. And if I aimlessly find myself scrolling on Instagram, I go to my to-do list and say, I could be getting something done right now. Because that is not a good use of my time, aimlessly scrolling and comparing myself on Instagram, right? We don't like that. So then number two, I get done with my work. That takes about an hour. So that's where I'll post or I'll edit a picture, a video, whatever that looks like. And then my best intentions, my best intentions is to go work out. I either try to every day either work out or eat healthy. That kind of is what my head, where my head needs to be, right? Is like taking care of myself. Hi, Allison. Thank you. I love this pink mic. It's so cute. So that's where my head is at. Eat healthy or go work out. Even if that means 20 minutes on a treadmill, because maybe that's what my life consists of. I now work starting at 12:30 every single day at the salon. So I work at 12:30. I love my clients. Like, I'm obsessed with my clients, to be honest with you. Everybody who sits in my chair is close with me. They're a friend of mine. You know, I learned this from Lisa Hair and Makeup. You know, we choose our clients. We choose what situations we put ourselves in every single day. And I have to say that a lot of my clients that come to me, I would say 80% never leave me. I take stupid care of my clients. Like, I feed them espresso shots and recently snacks. And like, I'm just always trying to do something that makes it above and beyond for my clientele. And then I have my assistant, Jenny, my life assistant, my chief operating officer, Jenny, who helps me with everything. And I'm so, so freaking grateful to have her. I work in a salon in Cooper City, and I love everyone that works there. We have a very good dynamic, and we have impeccable communication. It's called Lemon Honey Salon, and Sasha runs it. I love her. But then at night, so this is my night routine. Okay. So before I leave the salon, my best intentions, okay, because I am not perfect, but my best intentions is to follow up with every single text message that has come through that day and kind of finish it at the salon. Because technically, when you're done with work, you're not done with work, right? Like, you have to answer your other job and get back to everybody. When you do this, still count that as time in the salon. It will save you so, so much heartache. And if you don't hear back from them right then and there, that's fine. You put it out there, answer it the next morning, because we do need some off time, right? Allison was just asking about that. Yes, I do go on my phone at night. I do. But how I do it is I go and do maybe like an hour of time on my phone. When I'm sitting down at work and I have like a moment, I am trying to work on Instagram as well. Like, I'm answering people back. I'll be sitting on the freaking toilet at the salon, like the 5 seconds that I have to get back to like my direct messages, my text messages, my comments, you know, just kind of consistently keeping up with it all day long. Maybe I'm editing a video. Maybe I'm just networking. Maybe I'm commenting on other people's stuff. So I'm always doing something. I'm being productive when I'm at work. I don't like to waste time and just sit there and, again, aimlessly scroll on Instagram. It's so bad for you. It's bad for your health. Hi, guys. I see you in there. I miss you. I love you. Again, we are live. I am live on my Instagram page as I'm creating this podcast. killing two birds with one stone, right? If you're going to talk, you might as well talk. You might as well show the world. So you guys, whoever's live right now, you'll get the first insight of this podcast and know that you were a part of it. So anyways, after about maybe an hour to an hour and a half in an ideal world, I get off my phone, and then me and my husband every single night have a date night. So we watch Netflix. We will grab a glass of wine and watch our shows for an hour of disconnect, complete disconnect. And we actually started implementing this about 4 years ago. And I'm not kidding you, it has done so much for us. He is a serial entrepreneur. I'm a serial entrepreneur. So for that hour, yes, Allison, for that hour, we do not go on our phones. Unless it's, of course, you know, there's situations. I'm like, hey, I have to get back to this because I'm talking to West Coast time and it ain't 9 o'clock at night over there, you know. So I just feel like that is the one thing that really helped us in a relationship in order to just like completely disconnect when it comes to being on our phones and social media and stuff like that. So after that hour, if I need to jump back on my phone, I will. If he needs to jump back on his laptop, he totally will. I try to go to bed at anywhere like right around 11 o'clock. So I need at least minimum like 9 hours of sleep a night. I have to, when you're so productive during the day, you have to like have that momentum. At least I do, to actually like go to sleep and dream really hard, because I dream so hard. They're so vivid. Yes, 9 hours of sleep. You heard me correct. Yes. So it's kind of funny because when I do travel on the weekends and I don't get my 9 hours of sleep, you know, we do these hair shows and we probably get like, what, 5 hours of sleep? Maybe 5 hours of sleep. I'm pretty much like running off of like adrenaline at that point. And then when I come home, like I need at least one day off. So if I get home from a show on Monday, like Tuesday, I need to have off. And there are times that like I forget to take off and I've pretty much just worked like 12 days in a row. Hair shows are more work than you'll ever even imagine, because you're on from the moment you wake up, you're putting on your face, you're getting dressed, and then boom, even if you're not teaching, you're like out in the open, you're talking, you're networking. And then you have like maybe like 30 minutes to go back to your room to change and maybe shower off. Maybe shower off. I use these things. They're called deodorant wipes. I think they've saved my life. And then you go out and you go to dinners and you're networking again. And, you know, if you guys have not heard my podcast, You're Either Networking or Not Working, that one is a really good tool, whether you're an introvert or if you're an extrovert, how to network properly. And then you go out and then you have fun and then you wake up and you do it all over again, right? Allison says on here, I once asked you about energy levels and how you have it. And you said it was magnesium, failed to mention 9 hours. So actually, the magnesium is, it helps to calm my nervous system. So I do calcium magnesium. It helps me go to sleep if I take two. It helps me with anxiety if I take one before going on stage. So work-life balance, right? I've just kind of explained to you what my life looks like, right? So whether you have a child or you have, you know, animals, like you have to know what your life looks like. And every day it changes. Every day it changes. But if you can have an ideal mindset of what you would like your life to look like, I think it would really help you to understand what you need to be doing every single day and how to kind of get yourself back on track. I love routine until I'm bored, right? Like, you know, you ever seen that circle where it's like the evolution of like somebody wanting to cut their hair? I feel like that's kind of the evolution of kind of my life. And things live in a three ball world is what I always say. So one of my balls is going in a kind of like a pyramid would be my passion for my relationship and my family and my family, you know, family, and my husband would include family. And then it kind of goes into my passion for work and like this life. And then it goes into health, actually, ironically. That's really important to me, is like staying physically fit when it comes to your mind and it comes to eating good, because taking care of ourselves is a full-time job. Would you guys not agree, right? So what I do is like my balls, my spheres kind of shift all the time, because when you're really passionate about one thing, things always go off to the side burners, right? Like they're still kind of in the back of your mind, but you're really not focusing so hard on that relationship or your health or your passion. You know, you're always kind of putting something off to the side when you're really hyped on one situation. Allison says, stop talking about your balls. My spheres. Another work-life balance is saying no. Saying no. You know, the people that you say no to and that push back on you are the ones that do not like boundaries. And when you say no, you're creating boundaries. And there's an old saying, it's like what Susie says about Sally says more about Susie than Sally. That's in so many senses. But when you say no to somebody, how they react to it says more about them than you saying no. Does that make sense? And don't feel like you have to keep putting holes in your freaking ship and explaining, oh my God, I said no because of this, this, this. And then we start lying, right? Like, why do we lie? Why do we lie all the time when we're saying no? I don't get it. Like, just be like, hey, listen, if I'm going to, this is what I usually say. I say, listen, that sounds so exciting. And as happy as I am to maybe eventually do something like that with you, I have so much stuff on my plate right now that you would not get the best of me. You would not get the best of me if I committed to something like this. And I don't commit to things that I can't hold up my word to, because you're not going to kind of get the best of me. This is the hardest thing for me. I've been trying to get away from working nights for months, and yet I'm still here working nights. Okay. So that was just a comment from somebody online from on the live. I'll tell you what. I work nights and I get it. I get it. I actually have a list. I have so many damn lists. I have a list of people that I take really late, like my later clients, and I know exactly who they are. They're the clients that come in after 6:30 because they work. Again, I don't work Saturdays at the salon because I'm traveling every weekend doing shows. And if I'm not traveling, I am home being a slug. I'm one of those people that like, I'm overly like a workaholic. So I could be lazy, like super lazy, like introvert style lazy. So for you guys just logging on right now to the Instagram live, I'm actually recording the podcast right now. So you'll get first dibs on what the podcast is going to sound like. And I'm pretty much not going to edit this. This is just kind of me listening and actually talking and y'all listening. So anyways, work-life balance, right? Saying no. So I know who those clients are that I have at 6:30 at night. And I have pretty much only have two of them now because I said the same thing. If you keep making yourself available at night, then you're going to be available. I said to myself, there are like two or three clients that I'll come in early for. And they've been with me for years. But guess what I do? I make sure that those two or three clients that are early clients, I make sure to keep them or to figure out a way to put them on the same day for that every 4 week appointment or that every 6 week appointment. Because if I'm coming in early, why am I coming in early on Tuesday? And why am I coming early on Thursday? Why don't I just combine that one day? So it's the same thing with your late clients. If you love your late clients, but you have, if you love your late clients, try to make them on the same night and just work really late. Like even if you work till like 11 o'clock at night, right? But why do you have to work until 9:30, 10 o'clock, 3 days a week? Just schedule them all on the same day. Now you might be saying like, oh, well, that's kind of hard because I'm by myself. I don't have an assistant. I am a full case, advocate for assistants. Assistants only provides more value to your clients. It helps you take on more clients, right? It helps you answer text messages. It just makes you become a well-oiled machine, okay? It puts a perspective of my clients are really important. I want more clients. Therefore, I'm going to invest the money in an assistant in order to provide that value to my clients, but also provide that value to myself, because how much easier is it that you don't have to spend that extra hour at the salon answering all the text messages when an assistant can be helping you during the day, okay? That's a whole nother episode, Work-life balance, okay? I think the power of saying no, but having an elevator pitch for it is a good way for you to kind of understand how to do that, okay? What would be another issue that you have when it comes to work-life balance, okay? I'll tell you one of mine is one of my issues of work-life balance is my hobby is my career. My hobby is my career. So I realize that I need another hobby, okay? Not, you know, where am I going to have time for a hobby? But I make time for a hobby, right? Because I need to disconnect. It's almost like a hobby is almost like a tiny sabbatical from your job that, or your hobby. Let's say you're like, hair was a hobby at first and you were like, I want to go to hair school. And then all of a sudden became your career, which is kind of awesome. I don't know many professions that actually, like, you know, there might be a few, but like, how often does it like actually happen where it's like, hey, listen, I just started like play with makeup one day and I just became a makeup artist. Like, I decided to do hair one day and I became a hairstylist. Like, it's actually pretty amazing, don't you think? Totally need a hobby. People always ask what I do for fun and you're like, hair. Yeah, I know. Just something like, think about your youth, right? Like, what were you really into in your youth that like you really, really, really enjoyed? And I always really enjoyed taking trips with my family off to Sarasota with my mom and my dad and my brother. And you know, we didn't travel much when we were kids, except for like we went to New York because my aunt, she worked for American Airlines. So, but that was when I was like really, really young. But I always remember jumping in the car and like going to the West Coast. I'm in Fort Lauderdale. And I just always remember doing that. I always like, I loved it. And I love being near like the water and, you know, so that is my hobby, I guess, is traveling and, making memories is my hobby, right? How do you like that? Making memories is my hobby. You also have to find a cheerleader in your life. You have to find a cheerleader. You know, you have to surround yourself with good people. You have to surround yourself with people that are like what's next? Like, you're killing it right now, but like, what's next? Like, I want to hear your goals. Like, I want to hear, you know, you got to have like that squad of people that are like bringing you up. And, you know, I do. I'm so lucky. I finally have that squad of girls that I hang out with, girls and guys that I hang out with. And it's kind of funny because long time ago, I like didn't. Like, I moved down here from college, from Orlando, and all my girlfriends were gone. They were off to college. I had nobody. I prayed for a group of girls to just hang out with. And I found those group of girls. And as I've been in this industry, like I found even more girls that I really connect with. And even now going to the hair shows, I found even more people that I'm connecting with, like on a daily basis, that like their vision is so like hype. It's so hype. I'm like, damn, like, where you been all my life? You live in frickin' Vegas or Utah, California, New York, Kansas City. Like, these people that I've met, they have been turned into my friends. And it's because I left my house to go pursue my dreams of teaching social media, you know? And my husband is my biggest fan. I'm so lucky to have him. You know, it took me a long time to figure out what I wanted, what I didn't want in relationship life. You know, shit happens. But, you know, I found my soulmate, and I look at my friends and, you know, I basically stopped always making time for people that weren't on the same page as me. And I stopped, you know, realizing that friendships are a one-way street. Like, they're really a two-way street. Like, it takes two to freaking tango. We gotta know what's, like, good in this life. We gotta, you know, and I'm so lucky I have that. I have so many people that are in my life right now that I'm like, damn, like, God put you in front of me in order for us to be friends and just, like, make epic shit happen in this life, right? I'm sure you guys are thinking of people off the top of your head. You're like, damn, what would I do without that person in my life? Like, where would I even be right now? Because we all deal with issues. We all, you know, we all have our silent battles. And we really, it's kind of funny because you think about all your past experiences and your past relationships and how vulnerable you were to those relationships and how much better you are now in a position. And it's all about attitude. It's all about mentality. It's always about saying, like, what I want. This is what I want in this life. I saw somebody just asked a question. I've always wanted to become an educator for a brand such as Kenra, Cosmoprof, etc. How do you balance work life with doing this? Going back, this was probably about like 4 years ago, because that was right when I had got engaged. I was doing weddings. Okay. I was doing weddings and I did about 400 weddings in 4 years. It was the most insane thing. I was literally, it was like a 25/8, always working. And I fell out of love with weddings. Like, I was like, well, at least I'll wake up tomorrow and make, you know, $500. Or like, I'm talking like on Sundays too. I would do like two weddings in a day. Like, it was insane. Jumping around from one wedding to, it was a business, but I hated it. Like, I freaking hated it. It wasn't fun anymore, but I was like, at least I'll make money. And then I said to myself, I was like, that shit's not fair. Who is that even fair to? It's not fair to the bride tomorrow that I'm about to do with her entire party on the most special day of her life. And it's not fair to me. It's not fair to me to do shit for money. I don't do shit for money. I do shit because I want to do shit. Sorry if there's kids in the car listening to this. I do things that I want to do, and I never do it for money, because my passions will always follow to make money, not the thought of making money to create my passions, not to fulfill myself. Does that make sense? Okay. So back to your question. I was doing that 4 years ago and I stopped. I completely stopped doing weddings, like cold turkey. And it was a risk because I was making money, right? Like, I have to pay my bills. Hello. Like, I have to pay for my mortgage. But I took a risk. I took a huge risk, stopped doing weddings, to then in turn wake up on those Saturday, Sunday, Mondays and create content. I was sitting in my bathtub. Who's been with me since the beginning? My bathtub days. I would sit in the bathtub and I would make content and videos for free. I was marketing myself for free. And I felt good. I felt successful. I felt fulfilled. It was something that I really was trying to pursue and do. And it was crazy because I started to work. I mean, brands would start noticing me because I was kind of doing it a little bit before other people were doing it, because I was doing both hair and makeup. I started creating content, taking all these videos, and I started to get noticed by brands like It's a 10, Kenra, Joico, Amika. My biggest advice for if you ever want to become an educator is to just become an educator. Use your own platform to educate. That's what I started to do. I started to teach social media on my Instagram page. And I was giving away all my secrets. And Cosmoprof reached out to me and was like, hey, you teach social media? And I was like, yes. Yes, I do. Got on stage, taught social media. I mean, it was scary. It was scary. But we use our own platforms to educate. And I would go to the hair shows. I would start to meet these people and start to get noticed. If you want to work for people like Kenra or Cosmoprof, Joico, all these people, you need to start creating content like them in order to embed your brand with their brand, to coincide brands. You can't expect a brand to work with you if you don't look like their brand. Network it. DM them everything and ask. Ask, how can I assist? How can I participate? How can I be a part of this life? And you'll see very quickly that they always need help. They always need help. When you start from help, That's how you grow. Like, that's how you build. That's how you make friendships. That's how you network. And they will give you an opportunity if you show up and show out. I saw another question that was on here.
Do you think that going out socially with your staff at the salon, as a salon owner, for example, going out after work for drinks is okay? Where do you draw the line? How friendly can you be with your staff?
Okay. So that would be almost like a friendship salon owner business balance, right? So I think it is very important to have a relationship and a camaraderie in salons. I think that there is nothing wrong with going out and drinking and having a good time with your staff and like having fun, but know when to shut it down. Like, if you're already three drinks in and everybody's starting to get a little crazy, I mean, you still have to uphold a professionalism that, you know, they say like after a certain hour, like nothing good ever happens, right? Well, as a salon owner, you have to excuse yourself after a certain time because things happen when people drink alcohol, and staying out too late and getting to that point, every moment, every minute that you're spending after a certain hour, like you're taking a huge risk that something can happen. And that's where you have issues at the salon the next day, the next morning, the next month, right? I think open communication is very important. I think that there needs to be fences. So fences make good neighbors. And if, let's say, for instance, let's say one of the girls, y'all went out, you know, the night, but it was a Friday night, and Saturday morning she's got to wake up and she's hungover and she's late to work and she looks like a mess. You got to tell her, listen, we can have fun, but there is a standard as soon as you walk through that door. And not only are you late, you should have been here 15 minutes early, but I know you'll do better next time, right? I call that the compliment sandwich. I tell them, hey, listen, I know we not went out last night. I get it, but we're at work. Like, we need to get our shit together. You should have been here early, but I know you're going to do better next time. You guys like that one? I hate controversy. But you know what? If I don't say what I have to say, it eats me on the inside. I don't sleep at night, right? Like, you overthink it all day. It can't be that way. So the compliment, I say what I gotta say, compliment is what works for me, especially for somebody who hates controversy, because I get it out, you know? So fences make good neighbors. So as long as they look at you as a boss, you can be their boss and their friend. There's nothing wrong with that, but you need to have boundaries. Again, boundaries are extremely important. I saw another question on here. You guys are more than welcome to ask some questions. Olivia, I met you at Gina Bianca's a few weeks back and mentioned that Sarai told me I should follow you and I'm really trying to grow my business. What's the best way it is for Instagram? Oh, baby. Listen to all of my podcasts. Come to one of my classes. You know where this, it sounds so simple. But in order for you to grow online, just show up, just talk, just be present. Like, the people that are the most popular on Instagram right now, like, they're not better hairstylists than you. They're just a little louder. Like, they're just a little more consistently louder than you are on Instagram. I showed up. I woke up at 7-8 o'clock in the morning to create content and just to be present online all the time. Because if you're not posting, you're not in the feed, which means you are not alive. You are not living on the feed. You are not alive on Instagram. If you are not posting in your stories, you are not alive. You are dead to people. So you need to be live. You need to be present and you need to show up. That's how you grow your Instagram. Thank you for your question. I love you. I need a lot on boundaries. I'm bad and not speaking my mind professionally. Where is your podcast? I'm in Fort Lauderdale right now. Me and my hubby, we are renting a condo, and this is actually where I film out of now. We stay here, you know, at night too. It's a fantastic location. Instead of buying a salon, we rented a condo. That is the drill. there are so many days that I say, damn, I want a salon. Like, I want a salon. I want a salon. And then something keeps holding me back. I don't know what it is, but maybe it's goes back to the work-life balance. I want to have balance in my life. I want to control my balance. I'm a control freak. That's the truth. I'm a control freak. And I know that about myself. So why am I going to go buy a salon when I'm going to try to control everybody? Why would I do that? That's not fair. I can control myself. I can control my environment. When I film out of here, I have silence. I can control what the background looks like. I can control, you know, what the lighting looks like. So that's why I decided, instead of going and purchasing a salon, we decided that I was going to have this place for the weekends.
I think I see a question right here.
What video apps do you like to use?
Well, I have not announced this yet, but I am actually launching a class on my website. And it is a video on how to film and edit video. So I go over all the equipment. I go over posing, lighting, apps, programs, how to edit it, how to add music, and then actually how to post your Instagram page. You guys go to my website and it's on there. So my website is www.omgartistry.com. Work-life balance. I feel like everyone is asking how to achieve it, but at the end of the day, there's no such thing. Is that ironic that we just had this whole episode and I'm like, it does not exist? Because it doesn't. It doesn't exist. But if you wake up every day with a plan, and you wake up every day with good intentions and a vision and a good attitude, and you say to yourself, I love my life, I love my life, I love my life, and you keep putting that out there to the universe, you will love your life. You will have a clear path of what you need to do and where you need to go and what you want. Like, what you want. Like, make life happen. Could you imagine if you started 5 years ago doing what the hell you wanted to do? How freaking fast does these days fly by? You're like, holy shit, it's New Year's. When did that happen? When did New Year's happen again? Like, we're about to come up to the holidays. I'm like, damn, I just had my birthday. My birthday is December 23rd. I'm a Capricorn. I just had my birthday like 10 days ago, like in my head, you know? And if you start cutting out the things in your life that are consuming way too much time, like way too much time, you need to streamline it. For me, I pay for certain conveniences and services, so I don't have to take the time to do them, because my time hourly is worth a different caliber now than me cleaning out my pool. Does that make sense? My husband spending 3 hours mowing the lawn is not good use of that 3 hours that me and him could be spending together. My point is hiring an assistant. Hiring an assistant to help your life and adding value to that assistant's life. My value that I give to my assistant is I send her clients. I always educate her. I tell her exactly what I'm doing. I show her exactly what I'm doing. I overpay her a lot. I overpay her so much because I appreciate what she does. And if we're kicking ass that day, I'll send her another $15, $20. I'll pay for her lunches. I'm providing value to her because she's providing value to me, but I'm hiring out the things that don't make sense. Like confirming appointments, to spend an hour to confirm appointments, that is a lot. Even dealing with clients as a whole, that's like a lot. Long and short, do your best. Do your freaking best and like make shit happen. Like, don't talk about it, be about it, right? You need to wake up every day with the best intentions, and you need to wake up every day and just realize like life is good. Life is good, man. We're living life. Like, you know what you should really do? Wake up in the morning, say, I love my life, I love my life, I love my life. Grab a coffee,
walk outside and just breathe in the fresh air. Like three really good deep breaths and text me. DM me. Tell me how much better you feel just from that moment. When we share the gratitude, when we interpret it into our lives, like it's a whole different mentality. It's a whole different lifestyle. I need to assist someone like you. A lot of people aren't like that. They say that they will educate, but they don't. I've been there. I've been there where I've worked for people and I feel like they didn't want to share their secrets. And, you know, that kind of sucks, but they've probably been burned in the past. So it might just take a little more showing them that they can trust you. And you're not just here for the education. Like whenever I hire assistants, if for those of you who are listening right now, if you're, you know, fresh out of school and you're looking for a job, the context of my interview process is extremely important to me. If I hear things like, I want to be like you, I want to do what you do, I want to know what you know, this interview is over. Like you're, no. No, no, no. That is not the context. The context is I'm here for you. Like, I appreciate what you do. Like, I respect you. Like, how can I help you? Because when you say things like, I want to be you, it's like red flag. Red flag. Number one, that means you just want to be a second version of me and not a first version of yourself, which is not good ever. And number two, you look like you're just here to learn and get the hell out of here. That's not what it's supposed to be like. But also, as much as you are interviewing with the stylist, you're also interviewing the stylist. It's a relationship. Like, I've had my assistant for 2 years now, Jenny. Like, I love her to death. My assistant before that, she was with me at least. She was with me for a year. And then before that, I had kind of assistants like here and there, here and there, here and there. But I think that I did not have a clear vision of what I really wanted and what value I was really implementing and putting into the relationship. Oh, little Loki. So if you guys listen to some of my podcasts, you'll actually hear Loki like snoring in the background. You know, like when you like listen to one of those old school records and you hear like demonic sounds, like mine is just like Loki snoring. Anyways, know the language. When you're talking to somebody, know that you're interviewing them just as much as they're interviewing you. And if you're a hairstylist out there, like have a job description, like a clear, concise, this is what I will give you. Like if you give me all of you, this is what I will give you. This is what value I will provide for you as an assistant. Like, are you here for the long haul? Because when you ask that, it'll answer a lot of questions for you. If I'm going to invest a lot of time in you, and I'm going to tell you everything, I'm looking for a long-term relationship. I'm not looking for a one-night stand that I'm going to give all my heart to, all my energy to. Nobody wants one-night stand assistants. So don't be that one-night stand assistant and don't hire a one-night stand assistant. You know, there's something that Lo Wheeler taught me and it was hire slow and fire fast. And that is like a monumental thing in my brain because if it's not working out for you, if it's not working out for them, like it has to be cut off because again, time is of the essence and it's extremely, extremely important. So I'm out of here, guys. I'm out of here. Please encourage your friends to listen to this episode and the episodes all together. I really appreciate that. All right, guys. I'm out. I love you. And good night. No, I'm just kidding.